back. We'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Some of the fellas asked me before the show, or before this, when you worked with Molly O'Day, or if you worked with Molly O'Day at one time for a while.
Yes, I did. This was back in 1946, Carlton, down in Knoxville, Tennessee on WNOX. And actually, the first 16 sides that Molly recorded for the Columbia people I was working on, we went to Chicago and did them at that time. There were no studios in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And I played bass on those sides. Oh,
you made
Molly
a change.
Molly was kind of warping the guitar then. Yeah. I was playing guitar in the show and was as a featured soloist and working with her. But of course, when we did the sessions, I played bass.
Well, now, when was it you worked here in this valley? I believe up at Harrisonburg, Virginia, you used to work up there.
Oh, on weekends. It goes back as far as about 1939. Harrisonburg was only a few miles from my home, about 25 miles, and I used to go in there on weekends and work on the Saturday shows. And then regularly along about 44 and 45, I was there and went from there down to Knoxville just before working to with Molly O'Day.
Well, notice now, your style's not like the fellas who were playing, well, we'll use Grand Ole Opry or on radio, and back in those days, that's about the only station you could hear country and bluegrass music. And your style's not like the fellas who were playing at that time. Where did you get yours from?
Well, in all sincerity, Carlton, I've been asked that many, many times, and I can't think of any particular person that I copied. I've had many people that I was influenced by and that I idolized to a great extent, but the style of guitar playing that I do, it just seemed to fall in place. I used to do a lot of solo programs. Seriously, I wasn't joking a while ago, and I think maybe it just fell in place by doing a lot of songs. You know, you had to do something to fill, and it just... Happened, really.
Do you think a man's singing voice would help in his style of guitar?
Oh, I definitely do, yeah.
And then that's why so many of them are different. And
I play almost a second to my...
To your singing.
The melody lots of times, I find. I didn't realize what I was doing until somebody called my attention to it. But
I think like I told you a while ago.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's a lot more notes than the other fellas.
Yeah.
And second.
I use the notes a lot of times instead of the full chord, you know.
Yeah. Any questions for Mac Wiseman?
Don't ask me why. Yes,
sir. If you're, have you ever seen a Beat?
Yes. Yes. No, it's pretty hard to play the full runs. You can do short runs, of course, in closed chords. When the moon comes over the mountain just now? Well, I very seldom take the lead breaks, actually. Or just on some of the few songs here, you know. Maybe I just do a little turn around, a little chord progression when I'm doing a solo. Is that what you're referring to? But usually with a band, when you were working, well, actually, I usually sing them in chords I can pick in. Yeah, yes, sir.
Gene.
Thank you. Yes,
Have you ever recorded any records with Tommy Jackson?
Oh, yes. Yes, Tommy did most of the fiddle work on my earlier records, and a couple of his instrumental albums I was doing the guitar. Hank Garland played the most of that harmony stuff. On the last one, that swinging partner, Red Rector out of Knoxville, was playing it. At that time, Hank, of course, had the accident, which incapacitated him at the time. Yeah, Hank Garland, yes. I mean, he had the accident, but Red Rector played that last album where they had the fiddle and mandolin harmony. Right.
Any more? Thank you, Mac. Mac Wiseman. Thank you, Mac. The boy he was speaking of, as you may know, Little Red Rector, he played on the first Reno and Smiley records. And we saw him last Saturday night, and he may get up. He lives in Knoxville. We invited him in the hope that he would. We got, I believe, George Shuffler, am I right? George Shuffler is going to play a couple of numbers, and if Ralph would accompany him, or Carter, and his style, of course, is what you might call the machine gun style, you know. And you like? Well, it's fast. It's one note right after the other. We hoping that Don Reno gets here in time to work on the guitar workshop, but he left New Jersey at 2 o'clock this morning, and he should be in at any time. So we're looking for them. And following this one will be the mandolin workshop, and of course tomorrow the banjo, and Don Reno will be on that. And we're hoping he get here, but if not, we may have him do some guitar. And of course tonight, Doc and some of them are going to do some guitar on the concert tonight, featured part. If the Stanleys are ready and George Shuffler, we'll get them up here now. Are they ready? All right, just